Today I want to talk about home care for the elderly. I want to raise a heartbreaking case that highlights the deepening crisis in our health care for the elderly. I raised this last week and I raised it before on numerous occasions, but nothing has improved. We're failing our older people. Young people are working and taking care of their elderly parents, looking after their own families, and they have very little support. I was contacted by the daughter of an elderly couple in Donegal who have been completely failed by the system. Her mother is 81 years old with dementia and urgently needs care. While waiting on treatment, her condition deteriorated dramatically. She suffered rapid, repeated falls, loss of mobility, and now requires assistance in the very aspect of daily living. Despite being approved home care, the family was told there's simply not enough carers available to provide the support she needs. Instead of receiving care at home, her condition worsened, and that to the point.
Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow.
That she had to be taken to be hospitalised in Letterkenny. Her 85-year-old husband, who has a serious heart problem, is waiting a pacemaker and surgery, has effectively been her care standalone carer. The HSE delivered a hospital bed, a hoist and equipment to the family home, but what use is the equipment without trained carers to operate it? This is not an isolated case. It happens to families right across Donegal and Ireland. Patients are being assessed, approved for home care hours and discharged from the hospitals, only to discover there are no staff available to deliver these hours. Families are left carrying an impossible burden. Many patients end up back in the hospital because the care is not there that they were promised or had never materialised. We need urgent investment in our home care service, recruitment, retention and cares, and a guarantee that when care is approved, it actually is approved. Older people deserve dignity. Families deserve support. We cannot continue to approve carers on paper while leaving vulnerable people without the service they deeply need. I'm asking for the Minister to come in here and let's have a debate on this. To be honest, Leader, this is more than one case. This is just an email I got from a lady this morning in Donegal. And to be honest, it's happening weekly that people have been approved home care hours, been sent home, and when they get home then there's nobody there to look after.